KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees currently. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a high near 57. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, firefighters from Atlantic, Barney, and Walnut were called Monday evening to a reported field fire along Interstate 80 near mile marker 49.5 on the westbound side and north side of the road. The flames started in the ditch and spread north into an adjacent field. The fire was reported around 4:30 p.m. There has been no word yet on how that might have started. An official and relatives have identified two people whose bodies were found in a fire-damaged building in western Iowa last week. The bodies were found Thursday after firefighters extinguished a fire at a business in downtown Missouri Valley. The building also contained an apartment. On Monday, relatives told the Daily Nonpareil, the newspaper, that the bodies were those of the 44-year-old Stacy Larson and 44-year-old Chad Stevens. John Kramer, director of forensic operations at the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office, confirmed their identities. Kramer said they died from smoke inhalation and injuries from the fire. The fire had been reported around 7:45 a.m. Thursday at CTI Electronics. Missouri Valley Police said the cause of the fire has not been determined and there was no information to indicate anything suspicious or that foul play was involved. Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a rollover accident Monday morning resulted in one person transported to the hospital by a private vehicle. The driver of the car, 18-year-old Cheyenne Dakota Adams of Atlantic, was taken to the hospital for evaluation after the 2009 Dodge Caliber she was driving went out of control and rolled over 1.5 times before coming to rest in the East Ditch. The accident, which happened just before 8 a.m. Monday, occurred on 620th Street, south of Memphis Road. Authorities say Adams was traveling northbound on 620th when she lost control on the loose gravel. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $6,000. Adams was given a warning citation, or warning ticket, I should say, for failure to maintain control. The Atlantic Police Department says no serious injuries were reported following two recent separate accidents in town. One collision occurred on November 17th at 3rd and Olive Streets when a vehicle driven by Ernesto Estrado of Charles City rear-ended a vehicle driven by Richard Clausen of Adair. Clausen complained of neck pain but refused to be transported to the hospital. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,500. Estrado was cited for no valid driver's license and failure to stop in an assured clear distance. And on November 18th, a vehicle driven by Dan Christensen of Atlantic failed to stop in time and ran into the back of a vehicle driven by Susanna Odette of Atlantic. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 6 and Hospital Drive. No injuries were reported. Damage from the accident amounted to $8,000. Christensen was cited for driving while suspended, failure to provide proof of insurance, failure to have a valid registration, and failure to stop in an assured clear distance. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson on Monday released a report on numerous recent arrests. Among them, last Thursday, 35-year-old Tracy Porter of Wyota was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear, and 18-year-old Spencer Dennison of Atlantic was arrested for OWI and possession of alcohol under the age of 21. On November 22nd, 50-year-old Mark Marshall of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also arrested on that day was 34-year-old Stephanie Cooley of Guthrie Center, who was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear and for theft in the fifth degree. On November 21st, Atlantic Police arrested 33-year-old Holly Polcho of Atlantic for interference with official acts, and 31-year-old Craig Barrier of Atlantic was arrested that same day on a Pottawatomie County warrant for probation violation. On November the 18th, 31-year-old Justin Kubicki of Dungoxie, Kansas, was arrested for OWI and providing false information to law enforcement. And on November 17th, 54-year-old James Henson of Anderson, Indiana, was arrested by the Atlantic Police for public intoxication. Each of those persons I mentioned were booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Barbara Jean Tulin Klein, age 96, of Benlo, died Friday at the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care Center in Urbandale. Funeral services for Barbara Klein will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Stewart Chapel. Donald D. Ferry, age 89, of Irwin, died November 22nd at his home. Funeral services for Don Ferry will be held today at 2 o'clock. At the Irwin Church of Christ, Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs is in charge of the arrangements for Don Ferry. Harold F. Smith, age 86, of Parker, Texas, died November 17th. Graveside services with full military honors for Harold Smith will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Stuart Furman, age 66, of San Antonio, Texas, died Thursday. Memorial services for Stuart Furman will be held on Friday at 6 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Howard, age 88, of Atlantic, died November 20th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Dick Howard will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Rocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.